Mardi Gras. If you go to New Orleans, you ought to go see the Mardi Gras.
You know what Gary's thinking about this morning?
It is. It's Carnival Week.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My friend Teresa, she's part of the Bacchus Ball and the Bacchus Parade on Sunday in New Orleans. Josh Duhamel, if you are into actors, is this year's Bacchus King.
All right.
But I got to live the dream of a lifetime to when I got to go to my first ball, which was Bacchus, and the king was Drew Brees. I mean, come on.
Oh,
and
oh,
the Saints won the Super Bowl.
Heaven for you.
Oh,
man.
I was in heaven.
You'll never be able to match that experience, for sure. Jennifer got on Creole Kitchen this week and ordered a king cake, cornbread stuffed boneless chicken, and some boudin. So we're going to have a carnival lunch one day at the office this week.
And I'm going to have to fast for 3 days.
Okay. All right. Let's see if we can bring Cindy into the conversation. She's called. I'd like to get her question answered before we have to sign off for the day and for the week. Good morning, Cindy, calling from Scottsdale.
Hi, good morning. I have a ranch home, an older home, and in the laundry room, which is pretty big, I would like to add a macerating toilet and the electric and plumbing for the washer and dryer would be only like 4 or 5 feet away. Do you think could be a smart thing or not?
Well, the drain we run to your laundry room is smaller than the drain that we run to your toilet. Now, you ought to call, I would start with City of Scottsdale and let them know what you want to do and see what their building code requirement is for a macerating toilet, if in fact you can discharge that into a smaller than a 3-inch drain, because a toilet drain needs to be 3 inches. I haven't installed a macerating toilet in Scottsdale. We did once for a cabin up on the Mogollon Rim. And we've installed a lot of macerating pumps for hillside homes that have to pump their sewer up over a hill to get into the city sewer system. But I don't have the experience of installing a single macerating pump on a smaller than a 3-inch line in the city of Scottsdale. Let's do a little bit more investigation before we do, because if Scottsdale says no, we'll have to go find that 3-inch line, which is probably somewhere's out in the front or back of the yard. You could grab it, bring it into that laundry room, and have it done absolutely right and correct.
So, I'm going to ask a dumb question.
Okay,
what's
please,
a macerating toilet?
Think of a toilet with a built-in blender. No. Think.
Don't think too hard.
No. Think of a toilet with a built-in garbage disposal.
Okay.
All right.
It compost it on?
It doesn't compost it. It just breaks it all down into fluid enough. You have to use it a lot when you're trying to force feed a sewer line.
Okay, well, let's change the subject.
Let's do it.
I need to give away 2 tickets to the Renaissance Festival.
What is it? What?
Biophilia.
Biophilia, Scytherism, and macerating toilet. We are learning so much today.
You're helping my crossword
puzzle. Lots of big
words.
Yeah, how about that?
So, got 2 tickets to the Renaissance Festival. You can win.
Oh, I know.
You know?
Yeah.
What do you know, the answer?
Well, we gave the basketball tickets away to the color that's going out. You covered color trends that are coming in. Text to 411-923. The color Jennifer mentioned is coming back in, or is coming in now, and you'll be put in a pool for us to draw. I think it's 4 Renaissance tickets, isn't
it? Well, if you want to do 4 today, we can. I have 2 at a time. So
okay.
Let's do 4 today.
Let's do 4.
And it's good till April 3rd.
Okay.
Great time out at this festival. It's going to be gorgeous weather from here on out. So,
what color
good luck
did Jennifer state is a trending color now for designers? Text it to 411-923. And then we're going to take a final tally on this vote as to whether or not we should have a mask. I don't guess I can call it a mask burning party. We're going to call it a mask. How about shredding party? Can we have a shredding party?
Okay.
Think that'll upset anybody? And I'm not trying to make a statement about masks, so get off all your high horses. I'd said a year ago that when the CDC removed the mask mandate, I would throw a party. So I guess we have to check and see if our county is in that area that they consider safe. If not, Gary, we're going to have this party at the Desert Bar in Park.
I'm loving that.
All right. We'll move the party. So yes or no, text it to 411-923. Would you participate in a mask retirement party? Not all your mask. And you can wear a mask and come. But would you come to a party where we're cutting up masks?